The abuse started in my life with an issue of control. He told me he was going to provide me with a house, and I was told that I should quit my job because he makes more than I would ever dream of making. And new friends and just a whole new world. It didn't click that that was a way that he could control me. I was raised to be a yes girl. You don't open your mouth, you don't talk back to your spouse. When we were having a hard time getting pregnant, the first punch came into my face. That was the first of several punches. I just thought, this is the life I'm supposed to live, just quiet, subdued, and very, very passive. You just give up. You just take off your gloves and you give up. I finally got enough courage to walk into the police station, and I told him that I'm just here to tell you what's happening to me. I don't want you to call him. I don't want you to say anything. This is not an official report. It's just that if I go missing, someone has to know that there was a story behind my being missing. The police officer then called me a few hours later, and he said, you call the locksmiths and you change your locks. We've gone to his office, we've had him arrested. I had gone for help, and someone actually heard my cries. One of the scariest things is to admit that you are living in an abusive situation. Once your mindset is turned around and you're thinking as protector, protecting yourself from any more harm, you're protecting your children, you will be astounded at how powerful you really are. One thing I've learned is I did not want my girls to marry their father. Our lifestyle had changed so drastically. I am of the belief that it is better to live in poverty than to live in abuse. And my children are so grateful for having lived the lives that they have lived, because they saw how it is to live like a princess in the cage and how it is to live like a bird who is free. We have to believe in ourselves. Stop making excuses, pick up your socks, and do what's right for yourself.